Interestingly, I'd had an evening where I'd gone to bed and the bed was shaking, and it wasn't, Ian was nowhere around. Paul had no any windows.
What you do in your private life is up to you.
Carl, Carl didn't know it was all down to me.
There's a mystery voice you can hear there. It's Mr. Kim Atkinson. Good evening to you, Kim.
Good evening, Carl.
You were sweeping her chimney.
I was sweeping my chimney. Seriously, though.
Yeah, sorry. Benjamin,
I'll deal with you later. No, it was funny because the bed was like trembling and it was like a tremor. And but anyway, I forgot what to say now.
Oh gosh, I just realised there are loads of people trying to listen to a radio show here. I've just seen them all in the chat room. I forgot we were doing a radio show. I do beg your pardon.
Because I talk to him now that Gemma's told me I can, and he was messing around with some cellophane. I bent down, picked him up, and said to him, the mantelpiece, which is marble. And I've been walking around all day in a daze, thinking, oh my god, I'm going to be this evening, so I do apologise. How are you, Gemma?
Oh, I'm good. It just sounds like we've got a laughing CD on repeat in the background.
I'm so sorry. Oh, please mute me. I'll go off.
Right, put yourself together, because we've got Toby or Belinda on the line now from Ibiza. Good evening to you. Sorry about this.
Welcome to the madness.
Hiya.
Hello, can you hear us?
Oh, Toby, good evening. I'm guessing that's Toby and not Belinda.